The Bulldogs taking on your Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. Bearcats dropped last night's game 62-52 with Duluth dropping theirs 81-50 to Pitt State. And Pitt State was able to defeat William Jewell earlier in this first game as the Bearcats come into this ballgame 1-3 on the season and 1-2 for Minnesota Duluth, as it's a battle of two teams who are still trying to find their identity early on this season. We're about 15 minutes away from tip-off. We'll take a quick timeout here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back into Bearcat Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Brown joining you as John Coffey and Matt Gorder are currently on the road in Minnesota Duluth, taking on the football team, as the football team for Northwest, their season has come to an end as they drop to Minnesota Duluth and the Bulldogs 25-21. Now the women will try and retaliate and get the revenge on the Bulldogs, who are struggling so far this season as they come into this ballgame 1-2. And same with Northwest Missouri State. They're still trying to find their way on this early season. They are at 1-3. Last night, Ariel Easton was our extra effort player of the game, as the Bearcats dropped to William Jewell. She came out last night and finished with 21 points and played 36 minutes for the Bearcats after a career-high game against St. Mary's, where she put up 30 points and 8 three-pointers. And Minnesota Duluth struggles early on the season as well, as averaging 66 points a game, while Northwest only averaging 63. And shooting-wise, though, they've still yet to find their stroke. They're only 36% from the floor. Three-pointers, they're 32%, and the free-throw line, they're sitting at 79%. So they're looking to find their way and try and get hot, and it's looking to be their first game against Northwest. Northwest is trying to prevent that from happening, as they're shooting 43% from the floor, 40% from the three-point line, and 65% from the free-throw line, only averaging 63 points per game. It'll definitely be a low-scoring game between these two, and definitely key players that we need to watch out for today. On the Minnesota Duluth side, the matchup I'm most looking forward to is Allison Harris versus Shelby Mustaine and Tanya Meyer. Meyer's getting the start tonight after Mustaine had the start last night and struggled, talking to Michael Smith, not happy in some of the play that his girls played with last night, so he looked to change that today. So that's the matchup. Allison Harrison comes in averaging 12 points a game and 13 rebounds on the season, averaging 6.5 for the Bulldogs. That's definitely a matchup. And also Ariel Easton for the Bearcats. Will the Bulldogs be able to contain her? Last night she did everything she could, but head coach Michael Smith, we'll talk to him a little bit later in this pregame show, was saying that last night he gave some of his starters, like Easton, a little too much time on the floor, and he expects tonight to go to more of kind of a platoon and make sure to give players rest, because Duluth was able to sit a lot of their players yesterday in equal or even time with them getting blown out by Pitt State. They have a lot of fresher legs on the floor today. How does Northwest rebound after last night's loss? We will find out, and we'll talk to head coach Michael Smith and the Northwest Bearcats here after another quick timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Joining us now on the Bearcat Radio Network is head coach Michael Smith. And coach, you've been able to sleep now since last night. Kind of give me your thoughts so far on your team waking up this morning. And, I mean, didn't have any too late nights thinking about last night's game, did you?
No. Just, watched the last 5 minutes of our game on film. To get an idea of exactly, you know, what kind of went wrong where. Anytime you're dealing with a young team, especially a team like us that really is kind of searching for, you know, how to win, how to go about finishing out games. And then we watched it again as a team this morning, and then we just try to get our minds focused on Minnesota, Duluth, because I wanted them to understand that, you know, in the back of their minds, I felt like we let the game get away from us last night, especially when we had the lead. So I wanted them to see that, but also then, okay, that game's over with. Now what can we do to make sure that doesn't happen again? And then we've prepared ourselves for Minnesota. Hopefully we have. I mean, we went into the scout and everything like that. So that'll be the thing, is if our players are still thinking about last night, and we can tell by body language, or if we're focused and ready to go against a good Minnesota Duluth team today.
You mentioned last night that some of your players took a lot of minutes, like Ariel Easton taking 36 minutes yesterday. Are you going to see kind of a more bench kind of platoon style, or how are you going to approach this game?
No, we are. There's no doubt we're going to have to get through this game. We're not going to see any press, you know, so that'll make things easier on all of us, in particular our bench, with that. But I told our players this morning in film that, hey, we, you know, obviously, kind of like what you said, we had two or three starters play 30-plus minutes. Minnesota, I think, averaged 16 minutes. Whenever they were getting beat down, the coach just pulled them. So they're going to be fresh. So we're going to have to stay fresh. Obviously have to rotate more players going in today so we can have enough gas there towards the end of the game to finish it out.
This is a Minnesota team that's seen their struggles on the season so far as well. Obviously losing a tough one last night
to Pitt State, and so it's kind of the same thing. They're still young season for them. They're seeing their struggles. They're trying to come out long way. Same way with you guys, and you guys, it seems like you guys match up pretty evenly. And obviously you go into more detail about how you probably don't, but from everything I've seen size-wise and kind of everything, you guys are pretty similar. Give me your thoughts on that squad.
No, well, you're right. I think we do match up, you know, well with them. You know, if there was, if you were looking, you know, through an hourglass and saying, okay, who has advantages, who has disadvantages, I think the advantage of them is that most of their kids they've had in their system for a while. The coach has been there for a while, you know. Again, I don't want to use that as an excuse, but they kind of understand what their philosophy is about things. You know, when we're still trying to find our identity in some ways, so it's going to take a few games. It's not going to happen overnight, and we've got to take it one game at a time right now.
This is a team that, you know, size-wise, again, I feel like looking at our roster, Northwest has the size advantage. So, is it going to be again? Are you taking the same philosophy as yesterday's game? With got to get the ball down, low points in the paint, and whoever goes to the free throw line the most is going to win this game.
Well, we got to get the ball inside. We at least got to look. You know, there we missed a lot of, you know, twofold. We got the ball inside last night. We missed a lot of them. And then there was times where we needed to get the ball inside towards the end of the game, and we didn't even look. And we saw that on film this morning. So, you know, we've got to be able to, you know, establish ourselves both on the perimeter and inside. You know, obviously, Ariel is on the perimeter, and people know what she's going to do. But we have got to establish some type of presence in the post, so we can, you know, so they can focus more on the post, and then that'll allow more opportunities for our perimeter game. But we do. We've got to find that. We do have a size advantage. We're going to take advantage of it. We've got to be able to not turn the ball over tonight. It's going to be a key to us. You know, you can't go through a game like we did last night.
Last question for you. It kind of stuck with me last night after we had talked, and you said these girls aren't used to winning. You know, how are these young girls, how are you keeping it in their mind to make them winners? And as they progress the season, I guess, how are you keeping them mentally strong out there, not, you know, letting their motivation get, I guess, get in the dumps and, you know, keeping them positive out there?
Well, you know, it's twofold. That's the thing with coaching is that, you know, we have a job to do out here as coaches. And that's to win ball games. You know, we've got to build our team. We're trying to do that. We've got to find the right rotations, the right starting lineup, whatever it may be. We've got to do that. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's really hard for me to come out and tell everybody, hey, you're the best person here. You're the best person there. You're the best person there. You know, you've got to go out and you've got to work at it. You know, you've got to prove to yourself that you can. I can sit here and tell you that I think you can do it. But at the end of the day, if we give you the ball, say, in an opportunity, and you don't get it done over and over again, well, it's really hard, you know, to say, hey, you got to keep going, because at some point in time, you got to believe in yourself. Once you start believing in yourself and get, you know, build your own confidence, things come a lot easier.
All right, thanks. Best of luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Head Coach Michael Smith joining us here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Stay tuned. More to come.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More information is available at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services is online at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarylandVilleMo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jocksnitz Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jocksnitz offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksnitz.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor L&P in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to Bearcat Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's run through your starting lineups real quick. For Minnesota Duluth, the Bulldogs come into this ballgame 1-2 on the season. They're led by Allison Harris, 6'2 sophomore. Danielle Flood, wearing jersey number 10, a 5'7 senior guard. Alisa Kirkhoff, a 5'6 senior guard, wearing jersey number 11. Jessica Newman, a 5'9 senior guard, wearing jersey number 20. And down low, Taylor Meyer, a 6-foot junior forward, wearing jersey number 42. For the Bearcats, they come in 1-2 under head coach Michael Smith. They're led by the 5'7 guard from Smith or Harrisonville, number 4, Samantha Hurst. Down low, it'll be Ariel Easton, a 5'9 senior guard from South Bend, Indiana, wearing jersey number 10. Taylor Scholl, a 5'8 junior guard, wearing jersey number 11. Tanya Meyer, the 5'10 freshman, wearing jersey number 15, will be jumping for the Bearcats. And Timber Schekinger, the 5'10 junior from Manila, Iowa. We'll be right back. I'm back with Tip here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at sdjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And we've officially started. Danielle Flood gets the tip-off for the Jewel, or correction, the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. She takes it down, gives it off to Meyer. Meyer's fouled. She'll head to the free throw line. Meyer gets two shots, and they're up and good. Bulldogs have a 2-0 lead over the Bearcats. Easton has it midcourt, tries to drive, has a blocking foul. This one will be called on Alyssa Kirkhoff, the 5'6 senior guard from St. Peter, Minnesota. Now the Bearcats will have it on their left sideline. They go left to right. They're wearing their green jerseys, technically the away team, even though it's at their home court. Into Scholl on the right side. Now Easton on the right baseline. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up. Off the front iron, no good from Tanya Meyer. Meyer gets the rebound, pushes it out to Easton on the left side. Two steps in from the three-point line. Jump shot, it's up and good. The Bearcats have tied this one up at two now. 18:40 to play here in the first half. Tied at two between the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are in their white uniforms, white shorts, white tops with their maroon numbers and gold trim. As Danielle Flood drives the lane, jump shot from about 8 feet out, it's good. 4-2 now as Ariel Easton dips it off to Scholl. Scholl tries to drive down to Schechinger. Schechinger was the one who had the jump for the Bearcats and was unable to bring it in as Tanya Meyer puts in a deep two. Foot on the line, though. So we'll stick with two, and we're tied at four. 18-12 to play now here in the first half. Bounce pass down low to Allison Harris. Harris doesn't like what she sees. Has to dish it out to Taylor Meyer. Meyer at the front of the three-point line. Has now to Flood. Flood guarded by Scholl. Tough defense. Loses the handle. Is able to come back with it. Picks up her dribble. Pass it down low to Meyer. 10 on the shot clock. Meyer tries to drive. Pass it down to right side to Newman. Newman for a three. Back iron no good. Rebound pulled down by Scholl. Bearcats have it now. Driving the right side is Hurst. Going coast to coast. Bodies hit the floor. A blocking foul called on Jessica Newman and the Bulldogs. Nice move from Scholl to drive the lane. Saw a little window of opportunity and she took it. Newman's really only option was to get in the way and basically foul her instead of giving up the points. Fita might have got tangled up as well. Inbound, a floating pass to Schechinger up at the top of the free throw line. Gets it in left side now to Hurst. Hurst drives the right block. Drives the lane. Stutter step. Tries the sidearm pass intended for Hurst. Bounces right off the fingers of Newman. Newman might have jammed a couple fingers on there. She's in quite a bit of pain. And the shot clock on the far goal has come unplugged, it looks like. And head coach Michael Smith was the one who noticed that. Got the officials out there, and they're trying to play electricians now. We have everybody seem like involved, and there it goes. It comes back on. It's loading up. Something new I've never seen before here at Bearcat Arena. Looks like it's trying to load up here with 17:33 to play in the first half. We're tied at four. Still waiting on it to work, and there it goes. Now it's back on, and everything's normal. Now trying to inbound, that's Taylor Scholl, and that also gave time for Jessica Newman to try and flick off her injury. It's a deep three-pointer from Easton, goes up, it's no good. Rebound brought down right in front of Schechinger's face by Danielle Flood. She tries to drive, gives it off to Meyer. Meyer puts up a three-ball, it's good. 7-4, Bulldogs lead now over the Bearcats. As head coach Smith did not seem to think that the Bulldogs would have a full-court press. They have a one man press there, it looked like, but Hurst is able to get it in and avoid the traffic. Now handed off to Easton on the run. She drives the lane, kicks off the glass, it's good. She flies out of bounds. Now Easton's on the board. 7-6 Bearcats, trail by one. 16:50 to play. Driving on the right side is Kirkhoff. Has to use her entire body to float that pass across the left side to the court. Flood tries to get a pass down low into Allison Harris. They're big for the Bulldogs, and Easton comes in and knocks it out. Correction, Easton has 4 points now. She's 2-for-3 from the floor in her quick 3 minutes of play. Inbound coming from the bottom baseline. Gets it into Anna Monk. Monk tries to, she gets trapped in the corner, has to leap to get her pass off. It's good. Danielle Flood, 9 on the shot clock. She has almost loses her handles, guarded by Scholl. Gives it off on the right side to Newman. Newman drives the lane from the free throw line. Shot is up, no good. Schechtinger and Meyer fight for the rebound. Looks like last touch by Schechtinger. Got the free shot clock to reset now. 7-6, 16-24. Inbounds coming from Newman. Guarded by Ethan right in front of her doing the jumping jacks. Gets it in right side to Flood. Flood, midcourt. Now back to Flood, who tries to drive the lane. Has high dribbles. Very loose. She's got to watch as she gets the layup. It rolls around. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Schechtinger. Schechtinger off to Scholl. Now on the right side. Has a carry. Trying to stop and cut back her dribble, but ends up carrying the ball, and that's going to be another turnover for the Bearcats. Her first turnover, and last night the Bearcats struggled with 22 turnovers in the ball game, and really in the first half they struggled with 10. And that's something that head coach Smith is not wanting to see from his squad. Bulldogs take over. Meyer in the midcourt. Passes left side to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff back right side from the NBA range. A three ball good from Jessica Newman. And 10-6 now for the Bulldogs over the Bearcats. Scholl runs into trouble. Gets passed into Schechtinger on the left block. Shot is up. Rolls in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Anna Monk, the 6-foot freshman from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. On the right side, cross-court pass from Newman. Newman down low to Monk. Monk has to get it into Meyer. Meyer, turnaround shot off the front iron. No good. Meyer has the pressure, unable to get the rebound from Meyer. That's Taylor Meyer going up against Tanya Meyer. And Tanya Meyer was the one who was unable to bring in that rebound. Taylor Meyer got it, had the turnaround, got the shot up. Good for the layups. Now she'll head to the line for the and one. Maggie Marnin will come in, as well as Alexandria Vlorak, as well for the Bearcats. Easton will stay in. That was an interesting matchup to see tonight, as Michael Smith said that he probably was going to rest Easton quite a bit after she took 36 minutes last night and early in the season. That's got to be something you got to be careful with. Free throw is up from Taylor Meyer. It's good. She'll take a seat on the bench, and Allison Harris will come back in to replace her, and now it's a 13-6 lead for the Bulldogs. Bearcats trailed all last night against William Jewell until the second half, and it's so far here in the first half, the first 5 minutes, they've trailed. On the left side is Easton, gets the pick from Blorock, tries to drive at the free throw line, picks it up, passes on the right side to Hull, or Hurst. Hurst tries to drive the right side, bounce pass, left side to Blorock. Blorock on the baseline. Bounce pass to Martin. From the free throw line, it's nothing but net. Maggie Martin's on the board now. 13-8 Bearcats. Now trail by 5. 14:43 to play. Martin with the steal. With the reach around to get her hand in there and steal the pass. Now Easton has it. Drives the lane. Jump shot is up. It's good. And that's going to cause Annette Wiles to use the timeout for the Bulldogs with 14:32 to play, 13-10. We'll take a timeout with them. 30 seconds back here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
13-10 your score here with 14:32 to play in the first half. I'm Matt Brown. It's John Coffey and Matt Gorder on the road today with the Minnesota Duluth. The football playoffs as the Bearcats football season comes to an end, losing 25-21. The Bearcats here trail to the same squad, 13-10 to the Lady Bulldogs of Minnesota Duluth. Inbound, now to Flood. Flood guarded by Easton, playing heavy pressure. Gets it off on the left side to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff, tough defense from Hurst. Off on the right side, shot up from Kinsey Kane. Deep three ball, it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Hurst and the Bearcat. Trail by 3. Walks in, crosses the timeline, drives on the right side, tries to get the bounce pass, down low to Marnin, but it's missed, but still finds a way into the hands of Blorock, and the Bearcats will try and reset. 13 on the shot clock as Hurst tries to drive, and Finn, just a little miscommunication as she went to pass on the left baseline at the three-point line, and it's no good, and it will go out of bounds. Turnover Bearcats brings us up to our first media timeout. Trail by three are the Bearcats to the Bulldogs, 13-10, 13:55 to play. Back in 1 minute here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
13-10, your score here. 13:55 to play. Bearcats trail by three. Have the opportunity to try and at least make the score down to one, but a turnover occurred from Elizabeth Finn, and that's something that Michael Smith was not impressed with last night, was trying to keep to a minimum. As Flood, now the Bulldogs turn the ball over. As Flood tries to get a pass to Kinsey Kane. Kinsey Kane just trips and loses her balance, and the ball will head into the scorer's table. Goes out of bounds on the left side now. Blorock will inbound to Finn. A running pass into Easton on the left wing on three-point line. Baseline now. It's Finn under the hoop. She goes up and under. Kiss off the glass. It's good. One-point ball game now. 13-12 and 13:25 to play in this first half. Allison Harris has it. Drives the left side to Kinsey Kane. Kane has to dish it off to Jessica Newman. Newman down low to Taylor Meyer. Meyer trying to turn around and has an offensive foul. She uses the elbow, and that's going to be a foul. Can't do that. Bearcats played pretty clean basketball last night, both in the entire game, as they kept their fouls to a minimum, as Bailey Smith will come in the ballgame to replace Samantha Hurst. Smith, a 5'6 freshman guard from Columbus, Nebraska, averaging 1 point a game this season, trailing by one. Meyer had the foul, her first personal foul on the left baseline as Easton drives the lane, hits off the glass, it's good. The Bearcats have a lead, 14-13. Just under 13 to play now. Driving the left side is Kane, all the way to the baseline. Doesn't like what she sees, tries to get a pass in that's tipped off to Easton. Easton charges towards the stands. That's going to say last touched by Easton. Jessica Newman was also a Bulldog fighting for it. And it was last touched by Easton, so now Newman will look for the inbound as Kinsey Kane will take a seat on the bench and Alyssa Kirkhoff will come back in for the Bulldogs. She gets the inbound from Newman, drives midcourt. At the three-point line now, right side, dishes it off to Flood. Flood gets around Smith. Shot is up. It's no good, but coming from under the hoop is Kirkhoff with the rebound. Seven on the shot as the shot did not hit the rim. Flood has it. She drives. Another air ball, but a foul's called. Flood will head to the line for two. Maggie Martin called with the foul. And now Flood will shoot two. 14-13, a chance to tie it up here on this free throw shot for Flood. And she does. Her shot is up and good. Jessica Newman will come back in to replace Allison Harrison. Correction, Harrison just going to talk to Coach Annette Wiles. Second shot is up and good. And the Bulldogs have another one-point lead. Scholl has it. On the right side, picks up her dribble. East on the right baseline, tries to drive. That closes out. Her pass intended on the left side to Bailey Smith gets tipped and shoots into the stands. Out of bounds, last touch by the Bulldogs. Quick substitutions now. Shelby Mustang comes into the ball game, as well as Timber Schekinger. Mustang, in their green jerseys, wears the jersey number 24. In her white home jersey, she wears number 32. Talking to head coach Annette Wiles, very confused from that. As Bailey Smith gets the ball in the inbounds, a three ball goes up from right in the middle part of the court, and it goes off the front iron, no good. Rebound trying to grab from Easton, but it just falls right through her hands and goes out of bounds. 15-14, Bulldogs lead over the Bearcats. 12-10 to play. Newman on the right side. Gives it off to Meyer. Meyer left side to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff loses control of it, picks it up. It is Meyer, or correction, Harris. Harris shot, 13 feet on the left baseline, is up, no good. And the Bearcats take over. Schull has it, 11-50. Mustang with that rebound, her first rebound. Now Smith tries to drive, has to give it right back out to Easton after bodies hit the floor. They're going to say it was a foul on Bailey Smith, the 5'6 freshman guard. Shot was no good from Easton, but a foul, the fourth team foul on the Bearcats, the first personal foul on Smith. And the Bulldogs take over. Sloan has it. Two-handed bounce pass down low to Harris. Harris with the turnaround shot in front of Mustang. It's no good. And an off-ball foul will be called on the Bulldogs. On Allison Harris, her first personal foul, fourth team foul for the Cardinals. Ariel Easton will take a seat on the bench. Samantha Hurst will come back in to replace her. Schull has it on the right side, guarded by Flood. Schull drives on the right side. Shot is up, and it's good. The floater from about 8 feet out falls, and the Bearcats have another lead. 11-14. On the right baseline is Newman. Newman tries, fakes left, drives right, passes out the last second to Flood, who floats up a three ball. It's no good. Ball tipped around, grabbed by Flood. Directs traffic into the hands of Newman. Newman has a pick to her right, uses it. Looks for the give and go to Meyer, but elects not to take it. Passes cross court to Flood. Flood pump fakes and drives and takes a shot. It's no good. Rebound pulled in by Harris. Right back to Flood. Now to Newman. Newman drives left side, trying to get around her. She does. Shot goes up. It's no good. Floats in and out. Comes down, bounces off the shoes of Samantha Hurst, and Timber Schekinger tries to save it, but just goes out of bounds. And just like that, Duluth takes back over on their bottom baseline. Substitutions being made. Kinsey Kane comes in for Danielle Flood for the Bulldogs. 10:38 to play. 1-point lead for the Bearcats. Newman, bounce pass in, kicked ball from Hurst, though, and they'll just try and restart. They'll reset again, jumping jack style from Hurst. Newman tries to find the inbound. Gets a little toss into Meyer. Meyer from under the hoop is fouled from behind as her shot goes up. And she's heading to the free throw line to attempt two. That foul on Timber Schekinger, her second personal foul, the 15th foul for the Bearcats. And like I said, they played clean basketball last night, a little sloppier today. They only hit the bonus fouls yesterday in the second half. Really four personal fouls in the first half alone, team fouls. Schekinger will take a seat on the bench. Tanya Meyer will come in. Mustang and Meyer really haven't been on the court a whole lot together this season, the two bigs for Northwest. Second shot is up and good. 17-16 lead for the Bulldogs, 10:30 to play. Schull gets it from Meyer. On the right side. Kirchhoff trying to prevent her from going to her left. She passes the right side to Hurst. Hurst runs into trouble, floats a floater, or floating pass, back into Schull, down to Meyer. Meyer runs into trouble on the left corner block, on the left wing of the free throw line, and turns the ball over. Kinsey Kane, sloppily dribbling, almost loses control of it, picks it up, dishes it off to Taylor Meyer. Bounce pass down low, stolen away from Mustang. Harris tried to lose it, started going between her legs, and Mustang grabbed it. Now Mustang has it midcourt, passes right side to Hurst. Hurst drives the lane, jump shot goes up, off the side iron, no good, but she's fouled. She heads to the line for two. believe that foul comes on Jessica Kane, or correction, Newman. Not sure, and it is. That brings us to 9:48, the second media timeout, 17-16. The Bearcats trail by one. We're back in 1 minute here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
17-16, your score. Ariel Easton leads point-wise for the Bearcats. She's 8. She's 4 for 5 from the floor. And leading for Taylor Meyer, the impact player for the Bulldogs. She's got 10 points, 2 for 4 from the floor, 2 rebounds. 1 for 1 from beyond the arc as Hurst will shoot her first free throw. It's up and good. And we're back tied 17-17 with 9:48 to play in this first half. Trying to regain the lead again. Shot is up and good. 18-17. Now the Bearcats have a 1-point lead. On the right side is Flood. Now to Kirkhoff. Bounce pass from right side to Kinsey Kane. Fires up another NBA range three. Falls through the hands of Tanya Meyer. Now two bodies hit the floor. That's Danielle Flood as well as Bailey Smith for the Bearcats. Turns into a jump ball and the possession arrow goes to the Bearcats. It's been a four-time lead change between these two squads as they hung around kind of this range of 18-17. Mustaine stuck in the left baseline corner. Almost throws it away to Kirkhoff, but Hurst is able to save it. Hurst throws a bounce pass and kicked ball from Kane. Kane, a 5'10 sophomore from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, a forward for Annette Wiles and her Bulldog squad. Inbound gets it in very quickly to Smith. Smith back to Scholl. Scholl tries to drive the right side. Baseline shot is up. Floats around. It on the shot clock. It's no good. Mustaine's able to tip it right back into Hurst, who gives it up to Smith. Midcourt back to Scholl on the left side. Flood has the defense. Forces her to her left. Quick handoff to Hurst. Hurst passes right side to Meyer. Meyer tries to drive. Dishes it off to Smith on the baseline. And a offensive foul on Tanya Meyer. And the last couple substitutions now as Blorock and Marnin will come in to replace Meyer and Mustaine for the Bearcats. 18-17, 8:49 to play and the inbound to Flood. Crosses timeline on her left side, guarded by Hurst. Passes left side to Kane. Give and go to Flood. Flood drives the lane, misses the layup. Blorock gets in there for trying to get the charge, but ends up having a blocking foul. Now Flood heads to the free throw line for two. Flood 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Make that 2 for 3 as she misses her first one. Second free throw, and we're back to a tied ball game. 18-18. Flood with 5 points now for the Bulldogs. She'll has it on the right side. Crosses midcourt left side to Easton. Easton tries to drive, runs into trouble, and a timeout's going to be taken from head coach Michael Smith, who was very frustrated. A 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. Back in 30 here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Renfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
18-18, 8:23 to play here at Bearcat Arena. Matt Brown in for Bearcat Radio Network. Inbound for Shull. On the right side to Easton. Easton bounce pass to Blorock on the right baseline. Tries to drive. Walks that fine line. Dishes out a pass to Easton, who gives it to Shull. Shull fires up a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Monk. Monk tries to flood. It's a one-on-two. She tries to lose control of it. Trying to save it was Shull. She's unable to. Goes out of bounds as she was able to rip the ball out of Monk's hands. Now inbound comes in to Meyer. Gets it on the jumping reception, pivots, and shot is up and good for Taylor Meyer, the 6-foot junior from Farmington, Minnesota. 2018 Bulldogs lead, 7:50 to play here in the first half. Lorock on the right baseline. On the give and go, cross-court pass now to Hurst. Hurst tries to drive up and under the hoop. Shot is no good, fouled from behind. Looks like that is on Kane, Farmington sophomore from Grand Rapids, Iowa, for Minnesota Correction. Was on her first personal foul, the sixth team foul on the Bulldogs, and Hurst will shoot two. Hurst is 2 for 2 from the free throw line with 2 points. Makes that 3 for 3, 20-19. Quick substitution, Kane will take a seat, and Jessica Newman, the 5'9 senior from Barman, Minnesota, will come in. Shot is up and good. We're back to a tied ball game. That's Hurst now with 4 points. Easton, despite only having a few minutes played, has the team lead with 8 points still. Newman, guarded by Hurst, tries to drive the left side, picks up her dribble, cross-court pass to Flood. Flood navigates through a couple defenders, gets the floater with her left hand up and a fall. 22-20 now, 7:20 to play. Tries to drive on the left side, trying to get around Flood, using that speed. Cuts back, gives it off to Easton. Easton, guarded by Kirkhoff. Miscommunication between the two defenders, and Easton just made him look silly. But then a ball stolen out of her hands. Bearcats somehow able to come up with it. Blorock tries to fight for it. Now Meyer steals away, gives to Flood. Flood around the back, tries to drive Maggie Martin with a swat out of bounds. Pretty sloppy play slash impressive play for both squads. There with 6:57 to play, 22-20. Inbounds pass coming from Newman on the bottom baseline. Trying to guard his Hill, or Finn, correction, for the Bearcats. Quick inbound to Meyer. Meyer loses control of it, stealing it. Easton right around. Falls out, just has a blind no-look pass that goes all the way backcourt. Returned by Shull, or correction, Kirkhoff, for the Bulldogs. The officials will blow it dead. It wasn't a foul. Not sure what the official said, but the Bulldogs will get it on the right sideline. 6:48 to play. 2-point lead. Gets the inbound to Flood. She's guarded by Alexa Schaff, guard from El Dorado Springs. Meyer has the pass, drives the lane, 2 feet in front of the free throw line, puts up a shot in front of Maggie Marnin. It's good. 4-point lead. 6:30 to play. Then tries to drive, gives it off to Easton. Bounce pass down to Blorock on the left sideline. Back to Finn on the left wing. She tries to drive, bounce pass to Easton on the right side. Easton drives, triple coverage, fires up a short two-pointer. It's no good. Blorock tries to save it. It's going out of bounds. Runs right, or throws the ball right into Flood's face. Bounces off. Looks like she's okay, as Ashley Gwinther is going to come in now to replace Maggie Marnin. Alexa Schaff, though, the 5'9 freshman guard from El Dorado Springs, Missouri, did not play at all in last night's ball game. Gwinther played a few minutes, had a big three-pointer in last night's game. 24-20, 6:17 to play. Inbounds coming from Finn. Looking on, gets it in the left side to Easton. Easton drives up and under the hoop, triple coverage again. Grabs her own rebound after she misses the shot. The putback is up and good. Two-point ball game. Now Easton with 10 points. First Bearcat in double digits. Here with 6 minutes to play. 22 points for the Bearcats. As now Taylor Meyer tries to get up a shot from the left block. Contact is made. Knocks her to the ground. Air balls a shot. She falls. And Gwinther gets the foul. The 5'10 sophomore from Independence. Her first personal foul. The eighth team foul on the Bearcats. And we'll send a Taylor Meyer, 6 foot junior, to the free throw line. 4-2. First one is up and good. Meyer, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. I think that's 6 for 6. Pass left side to Easton. Trying to drive right side is Schaff. Picks up her dribble. She's run into a double team where she's pressured in the corner. Ball's tipped out of bounds. 5:44 to play. With a tip out of bounds. Quick substitutions being made. Taylor Meyer will take a seat on the bench. Allison Harris will come back in. Quick inbound to Easton right in the corner where they get pressured again. Able to avoid it after the man defense leaves. Easton puts up a shot again. She's fouled, able to grab her own rebound, but looks like a foul is going to be called on Easton. Bulldogs will take over at the free throw line. Or correction, that foul is on Taylor Scholl, 5A junior guard from Mount Pleasant, Iowa. Her first personal foul, the ninth team foul, so now the Bulldogs will shoot 1-1. Jessica Newman at the free throw line. Shot is up. It's good. We'll line back up again for another one on the 1-1. Five-point lead. Back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Finn. Finn tries to charge on the left side. Doesn't like what she sees. Gives it off to Schaff down low. To Gwinther. Gwinther pass back out to Schaff. Schaff tries to drive. Runs into double coverage. Uses her hand to get out of it. She's pressured off to Easton. Easton drives up and under the hoop. She gets the shot up. Is fouled. She'll head to the line 4-2. Kirkhoff with the foul. It's her second personal foul. 27-22. Easton's got the shooter bounce there. Home field advantage as it hit the front of the rim. Shoots up to the top of the glass. Bounces back in, hits the front rim, and falls in. Second free throw is good. Three-point game, 27-24. 5:18 to play. Blood drives on the right side. Runs into trouble, tries a bounce pass, almost intercepted by Easton. Newman gets the shot off as Easton was too far behind her after the attempt to try and steal. But now Easton down court after the rebound. Hurst on the right side. She tries to drive, floater up, kiss off the glass, no good. Tries to smack her own rebound out of the group there. The cluster unable to. Jessica Newman comes in with it. Tries to drive the right side for the Bulldogs. Picks up her dribble. Off to Harris. Harris down low. Pass intended for Ayo Porte. From Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. She's contact is made. It's Samantha Hurst gets it. Just goes coast to coast for the easy layup. And it's a one-point ball game. Bulldogs Bank take back over. After Finn got that impressive rebound and able to dish it off quickly to Hurst. Now down low is Harris. Harris with a turnaround. Very impressive power move there as she runs into trouble. 4:18 to play. A timeout's going to be taken from Northwest and head coach Michael Smith. 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. Back in 30 here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
In this first half, Michael Smith wanted that timeout. Bearcats shooting an impressive 47% from the floor, 0% from behind the arc, which is team still trying to find its way. You just cannot grasp it. Ariel Easton had a hot hand against St. Mary's, where she hit 8 career three-pointers in that ball game. Now they did not shoot well behind the arc last night. Now they struggle tonight. Field goal from the floor for the Bulldogs. They're 35% from the floor, 33% from beyond the arc, and 100% from the free throw line. Very impressive for Northwest. They missed a free throw tonight. 92% for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are out rebounding the Bearcats, 13-11. Finn gets the inbound, tries to drive left side, bottom baseline, gets it in to Schaff. Schaff, or Gwinther, puts up the shot, rolls around on the top of the goal, unable to bring it down, or unable to fall in, bring it down as Kirkhoff. Coming from behind, though, she dishes it off to Kinsey Kane. Kane tries to drive. Easton comes from behind, just knocks it straight out of her hand, out of bounds. 29-26, 3:58 to play. Quick inbounds, tries to get it in to Taylor Meyer, but just bounces off into the Bearcats' hands. Finn takes back over. First on the left baseline now. Back into Gwinther. Gwinther just in front of the three line. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound turned by Flood. Flood tries to get the pass, tipped by Easton in the hands of Hurst. Hurst fakes the pass, throws up the layup. She's fouled. She heads to the line for two. Very impressive defense from Ariel Easton. You would never be able to tell. She pretty much played the entire game last night and had such a quick turnaround in tonight's ball game. First free throw continues the 100% streak as it's up and good. She's now got 5 points. The score now 29-28. After the two free throws are good. Hurst now with 8 points. Kane has it on the left side, almost loses control of it. Finn almost got the steal. Pass down low to Meyer on the give and go. Meyer just one pivot foot, turn around, shot is up, good. She's fouled. She'll head to the line for the good old-fashioned three-point play now, and it's 31-28. 3:17 to play here in the first half. Tanya Meyer back at the free throw line. Shot is up, rolls around, hits every part of the rim and the backboard, it seemed like. It's good. 32-28, 4-point lead. Easton tries to drive on the left side. Runs into trouble, dishes it off to Morgan Walker. 5'10 junior is in the ball game. Gives the pass under to Finn. Finn goes up and under, kiss off the glass. It's good. 32-30, 2:50 to play. So the Bearcats are just won't let the Bulldogs try and get away as Meyer gets a three-point opportunity. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Porte. Porte almost carries. Tries to put a shot back up. She travels as she grabs her own rebound on the putback opportunity. She's just not going to get away with that one. She did her first one, 32-30. 2:35 to play. Easton gets it, loses control of it, but able to pick it up as she goes left to right. Cruises in the arch, and she drives into triple coverage, gets the ball stolen away. It's a 2-on-1. Kirkhoff tries to drive, misses the layup. Too much contact from Maggie Marnin. Porte tries to grab the rebound, but Marnin does. And the Bearcats have a chance now to tie the ball game up. 2:10 to play, 32-20. Easton drives off on the left side. Down low to Walker. Walker, kiss off the glass, no good. Rebound bounces off of Walker's hands. goes out of bounds, and the Bulldogs take back over on possession. 32-30, 2:03 to play in this first half. Inbound to Flood. Flood gets the call from head coach Annette Wiles. Wiles has been a part of the Bulldog coaching squad for quite some time. Buck 50 shot is up from Flood on the right baseline. It's no good. She's able to somehow bring down her own rebound. Fighting through two Bearcats to pull it down. Guarded by Hurst. Picks up her dribble. Gives it off to Newman. Newman tries to drive. Gets around to pick. Shot is up. No good. Ball is tipped again. And now the Bearcats unable to bring that one down again. Newman finds a way to get her own rebound after it's tipped into her hand. Double coverage. Gets it off to Aoporte. Has to give it off now to Kirkhoff. He looks for a pick. Calls for one. Gets it. Drives around. Off to Newman. Newman puts up a three. It's good. 35-30. Head coach Michael Smith just stunned right now. Passes off left side. Gets it into Easton. Easton tries to drive. Passes now left side to Morgan Walker. Finn has the left baseline, goes up and under, and just throws it. Not sure where she thought Finn was at. Or correction, Walker was at, as Finn just straight threw it into the Bulldog bench. Quick substitutions made as Finn will take a seat. Taylor Schultz will come back in for the Bearcats. Porte gets the inbound. 50 seconds to play. Down low, up and under is Newman. Tries to get it. Just a ill-advised shot. Just throws it up. Unable to get her own rebound. And Schull brings it down. Carries it left side to Hurst. Bottom baseline is Walker to Martin. Martin from the free throw line. Back right iron. It's no good. Kirkhoff comes down. Gives it off to Flood. 25 on the shot clock. 24 on the game clock. About a second differential. Flood could hold on to it, and the Bulldogs could hold on to it to try and get a last-second shot. Tries to drive to her right side. 10 on the shot clock. Throws a pass. Ill-advised pass to Newman. Almost runs into Michael Smith. Gives it back to Flood. Flood puts up the shot. Easton comes from behind. Tips it. Knocks it out of bounds with 1 second left exactly. Bulldogs have a chance to get a quick basket. Literally, milliseconds. They're going to have to get this shot off. Newman looks to get the inbound. Tosses it up. Alley-oop style to Kirkhoff, and Kirkhoff will miss the shot. And we head into halftime. 35-30, your score. We'll take a quick break here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
35-30 your score here at halftime. Look more in detail at the first half stats here. But just to give you a run through, Tanya Meyer leads the Bulldogs with 19 points. By far the most for the Bulldogs. Next closest, Flood with 7. Easton, pretty spread out for the Bearcats. Easton leads the Bearcats with 12 points. As the Bearcats shot an impressive 42% from the floor that first half, 100% from the free throw line. Got out rebounded quite a bit. That's something Michael Smith we'll talk about in the locker room, I imagine. Kind of sloppy, because they had 10 personal fouls, or team fouls in the first half. But it's Taylor Meyer, the impact player for the Bulldogs in the first half. 19 points, 5 for 8 from the floor, 2 rebounds, 1 for 2 from the 3-point line. And Ariel Easton for the Bearcats, 12 points, 5 for 9 from the floor, 1 rebound. She's 0 for 1 from the 3-point line with 2 assists. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more halftime stats here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
If you look at the first half numbers for Northwest Missouri State, you would think from an outside perspective that they'd be winning this game and they'd be winning it big. They're shooting 42% from the floor, 100% from the free throw line, a full 8 for 8. 12 points in the paint, 12 points off of turnovers, and 6 points coming off the bench. But yet, if you look at the scoreboard, they're trailing by 5 to Minnesota Duluth. The Bulldogs have a 35-30 lead after shooting 31% from the floor, 33% from the 3-point line, 92% from the 3-point line, from the free throw line, 12 for 13 from the charity stripe there. 12 points in the paint, 6 off of the Bearcats' total. 8 turnovers in the first half. The point of emphasis here that sticks out the most, second chance points. 12 compared to the Bearcats, 4. 0 points off the bench, so their starters are getting it done for Duluth and head coach Annette Wiles for Duluth. But that's something right now, I imagine Michael Smith, not happy with the play of his rebounding. I imagine that's definitely his point of emphasis here at halftime, as they are not really being too out-rebounded, or they are being out-rebounded by 8, 23-15, that differential. 12 offensive rebounds for the Bulldogs, that's the number that sticks out. The 12 offensive rebounds, not many times you'll see more offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds. They have 12 offensive and 11 defensive rebounds. and really no, not one individual sticking out more, as Alyssa Kirkhoff had three total rebounds, Jessica Newman with three, Anna Monk with two, Allison Harris with two as well, and so with same with Taylor Meyer. Meyer has the points with 19 total points, so head coach Smith has got some things to discuss and work out, and that's definitely how to stop Taylor Meyer coming out with 19 points, two rebounds. She was 8 for 8 from the free throw line, but 5 for 8 from the floor. Got to play a little more physical here in the second half. They struggle with that, losing the rebounding thing. Play a little cleaner basketball. Last night they had 4 personal fouls in the first half. Today they had 10. Got into the bonus. And 10 exactly, so he's going to have to be careful with players as in Tanya Meyer with 2, Timber Schekinger with 2, and Alexandra Morock, girls that are become leaders for this Bearcat squad. Trailing by 5, 35 to 30. Once again, run through first half stats. Taylor Meyer for the Bulldogs with 19 points. Next up is Danielle Flood with just 7. Jessica Newman with 7 as well. Allison Harris with 2, and that really sums up the points for the Bulldogs. A little more spread out for Northwest Missouri State, and they're 30 points. Ariel Easton, obviously the only Bearcat in double digits with 12 points. Next is Samantha Hurst with 8. Elizabeth Finn with 4. Maggie Martin with 2. Taylor Scholl with 2. And Tanya Meyer with 2. That was the matchup I was definitely looking how to see. It was how Tanya Meyer got the start today instead of Mustaine. How she would react. And she's done all right. I'd like to see a little more physicality out of her the second half, and I'm sure head coach Michael Smith would expect the same. But positives to take away. 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Keep that up. High percentage. Not only made your stats look a little bit better in the stat sheet, but it makes the coach a little bit happier. Got to clean up, though. The second half is, even though they shot 92% from the free throw line, they shot 12 for 13 from the free throw line. Got to find a way. If you're going to include the three-point game for Northwest, they got to find a way to get those shots to fall. They were 0 for 3 from the three-point line, as they were in the first half last night as well against William Jewell. 35-30 your score here. The Bulldogs were 3 for 9, 33%. Taylor Meyer with 1, and Jessica Newman hit the 2. And if I'm head coach Annette Wiles in Minnesota's, I'm saying these girls got to find a way, because it's only soon, seconds before Northwest kind of wakes up. And if they continue to play the way they did in the first half, Minnesota Duluth, that is, they're not going to win this ball game. If then low percentage from the floor and the three-point line, as they chucked up 9 three-pointers. But they, I imagine she is emphasizing the way to continue to play good basketball down low with rebounding. 35-30, your score here at Bearcat Arena. The men's basketball team just tipped off down in the Hilliard Classic in St. Joe with Chris Roush. So you can catch that on the Bearcat Radio Network as well. And of course, the sad news around the Northwest campus today is the Bearcat football team. They lose 25-21 to Minnesota Duluth, up at Minnesota Duluth. The football team will advance. It looks like they're heading to Arkansas next week. And so the football season, what looked to be a promising season, spent at number one in the nation for most of the season for the Bearcats until they faced Pitt State. Ends in another playoff loss. The Bearcats haven't gone through much, a lot, after going undefeated last season, winning the national championship, which this season would have been, Bearcats would have loved to have that championship in Kansas City at Sporting Park. But it's now officially basketball season here on the Northwest campus. 35-30, your score here at the Hilliard, correction, the Winstead Reeves Classic, 35-30. We'll take another quick timeout here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This is Bearcat Football.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prunery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
35-30. Your score here at halftime as both teams have made their way back onto the court as we're just about a buck 40 away from getting the second half underway, which was a very wishy-washy first half for both squads as the lead changed six times and we were tied seven times. Defensive rebound. That's tied at 11, but the story of the game, once again, is the offensive rebounds. 12 for Minnesota Duluth, 4 for Northwest Missouri State. And a time with the lead, Minnesota Duluth has spent majority of their time with 74% of the time in the lead. And just 12% for the Bearcats, has a total of 2 minutes and 21 seconds with the lead for the Bearcats compared to the 14 minutes and 46 seconds for Minnesota Duluth. 35-30, your score here is both teams looking for their second win on this young season, still trying to find their way. And talking to head coach Michael Smith last night, he said these girls aren't used to winning. He's going to have to find a way to make it win, and it's kind of the growing pains with this squad. It's, like I mentioned, so many leaders in the last few years for these Bearcat squad, as well as coaches in the last few years. Michael Smith just in his second year with the Bearcats, and now we're getting this second half underway. Inbound for the Bulldogs as Bearcats won the tip-off. Pass down low, able to get a hand in there. Timber Schechinger reaches around Allison Harris and knocks it out of bounds. Now the inbound coming from Newman right in front of the Bulldog dugout. Easton in front of her gets it in. Down low to Harris. Harris with the turnaround. Kiss off the glass. No good. Rebound brought down by Tanya Meyer and the Bearcats. Now trailing by 5, trying to work their way back in and get the lead. Schull has it passed on the right side to Meyer. Meyer to Hurst. Sets up the pick for Meyer. Hurst drives to her left side. Dribbles with her left, trying to get around Newman. Has to divvy it off to Schull. Schull drives. Left side. Isolation. Her rebound, or layup, is just too strong. No good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Meyer and the Bulldogs. 19:15 to play. 35-30. Newman. Pass down low to Harris. Harris. Long bounce pass to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff puts up a 3. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Easton. Easton. Hard bounce. Her chest pass to Hurst. Left side to Meyer. Meyer wanted to fake the three-pointer. Gives it off to Schull. Schull. Cross-court pass left side to Schechinger. Schechinger down low to Meyer. Meyer with the turnaround finger roll, basically. It's up and good. Three-point deficit now for the Bearcats. 35-32, 18:40 to play. Driving on the right side. It's Flood. Gives it off to Newman. Newman tries to drive to her left side. Gets around Easton. Easton comes from behind with a big swat. Knocked it straight out of bounds. You would not think that that would happen, as Newman clearly has the size advantage over Easton, but Easton came from behind and just was not having any of that. Not going to let Newman burn her and take an easy basket to the hoop. Gets it in to Flood. Down low to Meyer. Meyer with a turnaround shot. It's good. So Taylor Meyer says, Tanya Meyer, anything you can do, I can do better. Back to the five-point lead. 37-32, 18-20 to play. Drive left side is Easton. Cuts back off to Schechinger. Schechinger to Meyer. Meyer rolls around. Almost a three-point. Was a three-point attempt. Had just about every part you need. A two-on-one now. Bounce pass to the right side for Anna Monk. Monk's layup is good. Meyer just could not believe that three-pointer. It was all the way in pretty much the bottom of the net and just rolled right out. The layup is good. Flood with the assist. Her second on there. 2 points now for Monk. She'll try to drive. Meyer at the free throw line. Loses control of it. Regains. Picks it back up. Got a foul. It's going to be called. Foul on Kirkhoff on a hold. Her third personal foul. Hurst will take a seat on the bench. 17:40 to play. 39-32. Play substitutions. Kinsey Kane comes in. Replaces Alyssa Kirkhoff, the 5'6 senior guard from St. Peter, Minnesota. Quick floating pass into Schechinger up to the three-point line from the baseline. Gets it in. Back to Scholl. Scholl tries to drive to her right side. Cross-court pass to Easton. Easton tries to drive the lane. Down low to Meyer. Meyer's shot is swatted. But recovered by the Bearcats. Easton from the left baseline. Three-pointer's good. 39-35. 7:20 to play. Way to turn that negative into something very positive. But now Newman has a three-point opportunity. It shots up no good. Meyer and the Bearcats playing volleyball. Just trying to knock it around. Now Flood hits the floor. That foul's called on Bailey Smith, the 5'6 freshman from Columbus, Nebraska. Her second personal foul. First team foul for the Bearcats this half. Full 3 minutes into, basically. 17:09 to play. 39-35. Still a 4-point lead for Duluth. Waiting on the officials here to reset the shot clock. They do. Newman looks to get the inbound, throws it down low, trying to get it into the hands of Monk, but just passes too high and goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Bulldogs. Bearcats will take over from the right sideline. Gets quick inbounds to Scholl. Scholl guarded. Full court man on Flood on Scholl. Drives right side to Easton. Easton tries to get around Monk. Trouble in the corner, able to dip it off to Schechinger. Schechinger tries to get right back to Easton, who runs into trouble. Falls out of bounds, throws a football pass, recovered by Scholl. 8 on the shot clock. Scholl tries to drive, spin around, fires a pass to the right side to Schechinger. Schechinger's shot goes up, off the iron, no good. Fighting over teammates are Smith and Easton. And the rebound just goes off Easton's fingertips, and because of the contact between Easton and Smith, it goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Bearcats. But looked like an ill-advised pass into Schechinger. Somehow landed right, just a wide-open pass, so she had better court vision than the broadcaster up here in the aerial view. Flood shot is up, no good. Scholl has it, drives coast-to-coast on an even one-on-one. Drives the left side, gets the shot up. She's fouled by Jessica Newman. Her third personal foul was 16:25 to play. So you might see her take a seat on the bench. She's been a pretty big leader, Newman, so far in this game for the Bulldogs. And Scholl will head to the free throw line for two. First free throw is up and good. Scholl, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Correction, just 1 for 1. Her first attempt was that one. Second free throw. Bounces out. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Meyer and the Bulldogs. Now the Bearcats have put a full court press on. Meyer has it. Crosses court left side to Newman. Newman's going to try and use the numbers. Tries to drive alone. the lane. Wanted a carry where all the Bearcat fans here in Bearcat Arena. Does not get it. Dishes it out to Flood. Flood at the three-point line. Easton sees an advantage. A little window. She tries to take it and steals it from her. But just too strong. Goes out of bounds. Michael Smith had some words for Easton. She was smiling. He didn't look happy. So not sure what he said there. Flood has it on the left side. Tries to drive. Trailing by 3 on the Bearcats. Into Meyer. 2 on the shot clock. Shot is up on the layup. And she finds the lane. And all of a sudden becomes very open. Smith will not like the effort by Meyer, who just let that lane go wide open. Now Maggie Martin's going to come in. Easton tries to drive the baseline. Runs into 2. Gives it to Meyer. Meyer's going to be fouled. Meyer will head to the free throw line to shoot 2, and she was unable to make the shot. 41-36, 15-38 to play. Monkey's first foul. 13th foul on the Bulldogs. First free throw is good. Quick substitutions as Allison Harris will come in to replace Anna Monkey. Second free throw is good. Meyer will take a seat on the bench. Martin will come in. 41-38. Taylor Meyer now with 23 points and 4 rebounds. Big 3-point up from Kinsey Kane. It's no good. Rebound fighting between Scholl and Harris. Jump ball. Will go. Possession arrow to the Bearcats. Now a chance to bring it within 1 or tie it up. Scholl has it. Full court man now from Flood. Scholl runs right past that using her speed and her body. Looking for a pick from Easton. Scholl picks up her dribble. Has a bounce pass to Easton. Mount Martin uses the pick for Easton. Now she drives the lane. Shot will be blocked by Harris. Pulled down by Flood. Kane fires a football pass down low to Meyer. Down low, Martin comes in but gets a blocking foul. Taylor Meyer was just left wide open, and Kinsey Zane or Kane had great court vision. Newman gets the inbound to Flood on the right baseline. Down low to Meyer. Meyer's shot goes up. Double teamed by Schechinger and Martin. Foul's called, I believe, on Schechinger's where they'll go, and Meyer will head to the free throw line to try and make 24 points now. She's got 23 on the board. And that will bring us to our first media timeout. We'll take a quick one. Back in 1 minute here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
41-38, 14-59 to play in this ball game. Bearcats just cannot seem to get over that hump, and that's kind of been the storyline all weekend long here at the Winstead Reef Classic. Just not enough to have what it takes to get a lead. But they have had a little lead here, which is more than they could say last night against William Jewell, as they were able to get a lead late in the second half. They were able to at least get one here in the first half. And back is Taylor Meyer to shoot her free throws. 23 points already for the Bulldogs. Make that 24. His first free throw is up and good. 42-38. Substitutions being made. Taylor Dillinger comes in to replace Jessica Newman for the Bulldogs. Second free throw rolls around. It's good. Quick inbound to Scholl for the Bearcats. Now down by five. Pass intended for Schechinger. Almost intercepted by Meyer. Able to give it off to Easton now on the right side. Now to Scholl. Left side to Smith. Schechinger on the left baseline. Great ball movement from the Bearcats. And Easton, nine to shoot. Drives the lane. Loses control of it. No contact is made. Flood has it. And the Bulldogs take back over. Easton tries to force her. Passes right side for a three ball from Kinsey Kane. It's no good. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Easton. And not sure if Easton just showed some frustration and tried to steal the ball from Flood, but I believe she was guarding Kane. And then left Kane wide open, but luckily Kane missed that free or a big three-pointer. Schechinger will take a seat on the bench. Lorac will come in. Inbound to Meyer. Meyer on the quick give and go. It's up. It's good. 27 points now for Meyer. Bearcats have got to find a way to shut her down because she's really the only offense that the Bulldogs have shown tonight. 45-38. Smith tries to drive the lane, loses control of it to Blorock. Now Blorock just throws it right over to Easton. Easton tries to drive the lane, loses control of it. Ball hits the ground. Blorock tries to save it. Falling out of bounds. Flood not happy with that, saying Blorock was the last one to touch it, but the officials say Flood was. Now the Bearcats will get the inbounds from Scholl. Ball's ball 11 to shoot on the shot clock. Easton with a wheel. Drives the lane again and loses control of it. So I'm not sure if Minnesota Duluth has just watched film and seen any time Easton tries to drive the lane, there's an opening to get a hand in there because they've done a nice job recently of just stealing the ball from Easton every time she drives the lane. That's the story here. But the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Easton. The Bulldogs take back over. Newman comes back in to replace Kinsey Kane. And Flood gets the inbound. 13:50 to play. Pass left side to Newman. Offensive foul on the Bulldogs. Foul is on Allison Harris, the 6'2 sophomore from Northfield, Minnesota. Taylor Meyer, 27 points, 8 for 11 from the floor, 1 for 2 from the three-pointer, three-point line, 21 minutes, 2 steals and 4 rebounds. Just a junior from Farmington, Minnesota. Lorac gets it in to Scholl on the right sideline. Scholl carries it up the right sideline, tippy-toes that line, gets it into Easton. Easton gets a pick from Marnin, drives through left. From the free throw line, shot is up, back iron, no good. Fighting for it, tips it, grabs it in the air is Easton. Forcing her to the sideline is Taylor Dillinger. I think that's a foul, and it will be on Dillinger. Forcing Easton out of bounds and knocking her to the ground. The 15th foul on the Bearcat, or the Bulldogs, my apologies. First personal foul on Dillinger. 13:24. Inbound into Smith. It's just too high. Goes across the backcourt, but no violation called. Smith has it. 22 on the shot clock. 13:15 to play. Gives it off to Scholl. Scholl tries to call a play. Gets a pick from Marnin, but the help defense just outstanding from the Bulldogs. Now Scholl has found a little gap. She took it. Attacks the hoop for the layup. It's good. Bearcats trail by 5. 45-40. 12:55 to play. Left side to Dillinger. Fires up a deep two. Front iron, no good. Lorac grabs the rebound. Allison Harris comes from behind and gets it over the back call. Monkey will come back in for the Bulldogs. A sixth team foul on the Bulldogs with 12:50 to play. 45-40. Scholl drives again, drives a wide open lane, kicks off the glass, it's good. She just sprinted right past her, the guard she had, and the lane just completely opened up, and the Ill advised pass, tipped out of bounds from the Bearcats. The timeout's going to be taken from Annette Wiles. That's a timeout, too. Full timeout. We'll take one with them. Back in a minute here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies Bearcat tailgaters with their line of Hickory House smoked meats, choice preserved beef, spices, rubs, and sauces. More in store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Back to a three-point deficit for the Bearcats, 45-42. Bulldogs lead with 12:38 to play. The momentum definitely in the hands of the Bearcats right now. Big thanks to Taylor Scholl. She was able to find a little opening. Drive the lane. Able to get some points out of it. And Easton, who played outstanding defense, has run through some struggles tonight offensively. But defensively, she's made some great plays. Inbound coming from Kane. Fires down low. And it'll be intercepted by Martin, intended for Meyer. Tried that play earlier. Easton down low. The coast to coast. It's good. 1 point game. And the full court press is back on as Minnesota Duluth looks lost. Meyer has it now. They get through it. Meyer's shot is up. It's no good. Tipped around. Rebound pulled in by Anna Monkey. Foul is called on Easton. Her second personal foul. Newman's going to come back into the ball game as well as Kirkhoff for the Bulldogs, but Easton was able to get that pass after the steal from Marnin and go coast to coast. Pretty easy layup, but then head coach Smith talked about the struggles on being a little bigger than some of these teams and not having the speed. Meyer gets the inbound. Shot is up. It's no good. Now it's a two-on-two. Scholl's going to try and drive the lane, but Flood uses a little extra turbo to get in there and knock the ball out of her hands. But Smith has talked about the struggles where they're just not as fast to recover when they run the full court press, and it showed it right there. Quick inbounds to Blorock. Up to three-point line, midcourt. Left side now is Scholl, guarded by Flood. Has a pick set for Martin, but runs right. Flood able to run right past Martin. Pass left side to Blorock now. Tries to drive right side. Drives the lane. Lots of contact. Fires it up. Kissed off the glass. It's good. The Bearcats have a lead. They've regained control. 46-45. 11:50 to play. Flood gets the inbound. Hurst trying to use the speed. Back to Flood on the right side. Now Meyer has it. Cross-court pass left side. The Bulldogs done a nice job of getting through. Now down low. Flood puts up the shot. No good. Rebound grabbed by Kirkhoff. Right back to Flood, and the Bulldogs will try and reset. This is a team, looks like the Bulldogs struggle with a fast-paced offense as they've missed it. Quick, easy, wide-open shots that they've been able to get off of the full-court press from Northwest. Meyer turns around on Martin, fires up a shot. It's no good. Hurst comes down with it, tries to take off, and runs into contact, is fouled. We'll send Hurst to the free-throw line for a one-and-one as that's the seventh team foul, the fourth personal foul on Kirkhoff. Now the Bearcats have a chance to finally expand on the lead. As Minnesota Duluth has almost gone dry. 29% from the floor. 44% from the floor for the Bearcats in tonight's ball game. Just somehow a one-point lead. Free throw is up. It's good for Hurst. 47-45, 11:13 to play. She's got 9 points. Make that 10. Two more free throws, good. 48-45, 11:13 to play. Cross court inbounds pass to Monkey. Monkey gets it to Flood. Flood drives the lane. Fires up another shot from the hip. Not sure how it went in, but somehow it did. It's a one-point ball game. 11:03 to play. Scholl has it. On the right side. Trying to get around Flood. Gets it on the right baseline to Vlorak. Guarded by Meyer. Drives the lane where they give that opportunity to Meyer. Meyer with tries the shot. It's up. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Kane. Kane has to give it to Meyer. Meyer drives the lane. Dishes it off at the last second to Monkey. Monkey gets a shot up. It's good. Bulldogs have another lead now. 49-48. 10:25 to play. Scholl tries to look like she's going to drive the lane. Waits for it to open. Does. Loses control of the ball. Last touched by the Bulldogs. Mass substitutions now. Three players coming in for the Bearcats. Finn, Schechinger, and Easton. Praising Blorock, Smith, and Scholl. Giving Scholl a break. She's been playing outstanding for the Bearcats in tonight's ballgame. Inbound to Schechinger on the right baseline. 12 to shoot. Off to Finn. Finn almost had a wide open shot, but elected not to take it. Gives it off to Easton. Easton drives the lane, kissed off the glass for a high percentage shot. It's good. Back to Bearcat leads. 50-49. 10 minutes to play. And the full court press. And once again, the Bulldogs get through. Flood dribbling very high. Dish off to the left side. Into Meyer. Meyer had contact. Gets the shot off. It's good. And she'll head to the line for an and one. 9:53 to play brings us to another media timeout. 51-50. 9:53 to play. Bearcats trail by one. We'll take a one-minute timeout here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
51-50, 9:53 to play, 17 fouls for Minnesota Duluth. That's something that Northwest is going to try and capitalize on. They've been hot from the free throw line today. Trailing by one, they've got 93% from the free throw line. Same thing for Minnesota Duluth. So they're going to try and force some more free throw attempts on their hot hand. Meyer shoots her free throw. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Schechinger. Gives it off to Finn on the left side. Guarded by Flood. 9:40 to play. Pass right side to Hurst. Hurst to Schechinger on the right baseline to Easton. Had a wide open three. Did not take it. Could not get a right grip on the ball. Dish it off down low to Meyer. Meyer double team. Turnaround shot. She's fouled. Offensive foul. What they will say on Tanya Meyer. Head coach Smith not happy with that. Third personal foul on Tanya Meyer. Her third turnover. Flood runs point, crosses the timeline. Mustaine will look to check back in. And not seen a lot out of her tonight. Pass down low to Allison Harris. Harris's shot is blocked. Grabbed by Meyer. Meyer picks up her dribble mid-court, though. Able to dish it off safely to Finn. The Bearcats are moving, trailing by one. Hurst has it left side. into Schechinger, down low to Meyer. Meyer, beautiful pass. Shot is up and toss the glass. It's good. And the Bearcats have another lead, 52-51, 8:50 to play. Back to massive lead changes. Now over 10 times for the lead changes between these two squads. I imagine it'll continue to be that way the rest of the game. Flood tries to drive, spreads out the lane, somehow gets a layup that she seemed to get off from her knees, and it falls. Bulldogs have a 53-52 lead, 8:20 to play. Easton tries to drive on the right side, picks up her dribble, tries to pass to Schechinger. Meyer steals it, takes it coast to coast. Schechinger will come in and foul, sending Meyer to the free throw line. Meyer with 29 points. Chance to make it 30. Schechinger, her fourth personal foul. Now seventh team foul for the Bearcats. Off the front iron, no good. Mustaine will come in to replace Schechinger. Now Smith pleased with the play of Meyer and keeps her in. Second free throw is nothing but net. 54-52, 8:11 to play. 30 points now for Taylor Meyer, the junior for Duluth. And a timeout's going to be taken from head coach Michael Smith. We'll take one, too. Back in 30 here on the Bearcat Radio Network. To 20, 54-52. After head coach Michael Smith took that timeout, gets the inbound to Hurst. Now to Finn on the left side. Bounce pass to Meyer, stolen away by Taylor Meyer, who will take an easy layup. Untouched, 56-52, 7:50 to play. It's just a poor pass selection that was read the entire way by Meyer, intended for Tanya Meyer. Pass down low to Mustaine. Loses control of it. She tries to tip it outside to Hurst and just tips it too high over Hurst jumping her leaping body and goes out of bounds. 56-52 now. The Bearcat woes continue. I mentioned yesterday it was a roller coaster ride, seemed like all last night. Looks like they've gotten back on that ride tonight. 7:25 to play. Pass down low to Allison Harris, who just falls. Head coach Wiles wants contact, doesn't get it. Hurst tries to drive. She goes for a wide open layup, completely misses. And Taylor Meyer pulls down the rebound. Head coach Michael Smith just can't even watch now. After another easy missed layup, now to Allison Harris. She goes up and under. Kiss off the glass is good, 58-52. 6:55 to play. Easton has it on the left side, guarded by Kane. Now passes into Finn. Finn loses control of it. Tries to drive, stolen away by Taylor Meyer. It's a 2-on-1. Pass left side. Shot is up from Newman. Blocked from behind by Easton. 58-52. Quick substitutions. Lorock and Scholl will come in to replace Meyer and Finn. Kirkhoff replaces Kane for the Bulldogs. Quick inbound right side to Meyer. Meyer drives the lane. Her shot is blocked. Pulled in by Scholl. 6:30 to play. She'll move to the left side, isolates herself, and a blocking foul, off-ball foul on Mustaine. And a timeout is going to be taken. Another 30-second timeout. We will take one with them. 58-52 your score. 6:25 to play. Back in 30 seconds here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
58-52, 6:25 to play here in this ball game. Inbound into Flood. Cross-court pass, left side to Kirkhoff. She'll hit the floor into Newman. Now the Bearcats are running a 3-2 zone where they've really been on man all night. Flood, cross-court pass again, left side to Newman, who grabs it and has it stepped out on the line. How far that pass she had to go to grab it with six on the shot clock. Actually, we'll say an offensive foul. That foul on Allison Harris. Looked like she had stepped on the line, but now her fourth personal foul. Easton has it on the left side. Turned to Blorock. Right side now to Hurst. Hurst into Mustaine, was wide open, but elects not to take the shot. Into Blorock, who drives right side of the lane. Mustaine has it again. Takes a wide open shot this time. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Newman. On the right side is Flood. Cross court to Kirkhoff. Back to Flood, who fires up a three. Back iron, no good. Rebound. Fighting for it is Taylor Meyer and Easton. Off Meyer, she goes flying out of bounds. It's 58-52, 5:20 to play. Bearcats take back over. Scholl gets the inbound from Blorock. Easton has it. Pass right side to Blorock, midcourt. Now Hurst back to Scholl on the left wing. Down low to Mustaine. Mustaine wide open. Able to blow right past Hannah Monkey. And Mustaine has the easy layup. 58-54. 4:50 to play. Meyer has it on the right side. Pass now to Kirkhoff, Newman, Flood down low to Meyer, who just runs into a triple team with the zone. Try and reset. Now Bulldogs kind of almost wish that head coach Smith would have put the zone in a little earlier as the three-pointer goes up from Newman. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Meyer. Her second chance opportunity is no good. And Easton pulls down the rebound. Correction, Monkey with the miss layup. Easton gets down to Mustaine again. Thought it was going to be a wide open pass. This one not happening. Tipped into the hands of the Bulldogs. They take back over. But the Bulldogs are struggling with the zone defense from the Bearcats, forcing up three-pointers that just are not falling. This one down low into the hands of Monkey. It gets it off to Flood. Flood puts up the wide open jump shot from about 15 feet. Gets it to fall. It's a 6-point ball game. 60-54. 3:45 to play. Easton has it. Left side. Tries to drive the baseline. Has to give it right back to Scholl. Scholl midcourt. Cross court pass right side. Blaylock. Blorock. Blorock picks up her dribble. Cross court pass left side to Hurst. Hurst wanted to drive the lane. Newman was right there. Scholl has it. 7 to shoot. 6. 5, drives to drive the lane. Pro Hop gets a shot up off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Monkey. 3:15 to play, trailing by 6, and the Bulldogs have possession again. Flood and the Bulldogs will use majority of the shot clock from here on out. Cross court pass, left side Newman. Midcourt now to Flood. Still the zone defense. Six to shoot on the shot clock. Isolates herself. Pass down low. Intercepted by Blorock. A lot of time used off, but no points on the possession. It's a quick pass to Hurst. Coast to coast, and it's up, and it's good. 60 to 56, 2:40 to play. Now it's almost like a football game with time running out. Just got to run the ball and eat up the clock. Pass, left side. Monkey back to midcourt now to Flood. Right side, Newman. Perimeter passing now. Down low to Monkey on the right baseline. Cross-court pass left side to Newman. Fakes the shot. Passes to Flood. Flood drives in the lane. Passes off to Meyer, who's just wide open. Mustaine was just watching her and just played spectator a little too long. 62-56. 2 minutes to play. Left side, Easton. Looks to pass. Midcourt back to Blorock on the right side. Into the hands of Hurst. Hurst puts up a jump shot from the left baseline. It can't fall. Rebounds fighting around between Blorock and Kirkhoff. Turns into a jump ball. Possession arrow. We'll be with the Bearcats when we come back after the final media timeout. 62-56, 1:51 to play. We're back in 1 minute here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
62-56, 6-point deficit for the Bearcats to try and overcome with a minute 51 left in this ballgame. It's been a struggle all game, it feels like, for the Bearcats. They do have it on their bottom baseline after the last jump ball. Quick inbounds to Blorock. Gives it to Hurst on the left, our Scholl correction on the left side. Cannot afford to waste too much time. 20 on the shot clock. 1:40 to play. Pass left side to Easton. Great defense from the Bulldogs. Scholl has it again. Tries drive. Gives it to Blorock. Somebody's got to get a shot off. It's Easton. 8 seconds left. And she loses control of it. It's intercepted. Turnover now. Pass left side. Gets it to Newman. And Flood's going to hold on to it. So we've had a large traveling crowd. That's made it here. Very impressive. And with the Bearcats being in playoffs and the boys basketball in St. Joe, Bearcat Arena filled up nicely. A foul on Flood. Scholl foul, her first personal foul. Flood's first shot is up on the 1-1. It's good. 63-56 now with a minute 11 to play. Second free throw is up. It's good. 64-56. Minute 5 left. Easton has it left side. Blorock pass down low. Left baseline. Back to Scholl. Scholl trying to find an open Bearcat. Drives the lane. Down low to Meyer. Meyer gets the pump fake. Second opportunity goes up. It's good. 64-58 with 54 seconds left. And Scholl will get in there and foul again. 64-58, 52 seconds, 52.2 exactly. That's the 10th team foul on the Bearcats, so now it'll be two coming for Danielle Flood. Flood's Flood, 5-for-6 from the free throw line tonight. She's second highest in scoring with 15 points, now 16. After she's 6-for-7 from the free throw line. Second free throw is up and good. 66-58. Time slowly dwindling away for the Bearcats, or not slowly, actually very quickly. 46 seconds left. Lorox, right baseline, almost has a pass intercepted, intended for Scholl. Scholl fires up a three. Back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Meyer. And getting in there to foul is Bailey Smith. And that will send Flood again. That's her first personal foul. Flood put up the most minutes so far for the Bulldogs with 37 minutes. Free throw is up and it's good. Second free throw hits around the iron. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Tanya Meyer. Pass left side to Easton. Easton tries to drive. Pass almost intercepted. Pulled up by Bailey Smith somehow. Now midcourt and out of Scholl. Right side to Smith. Wide open three. It goes off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled in by Flood. And Scholl will foul Flood with 13 seconds left. And Flood goes back to the free throw line, 8-for-10. Five free throw attempts tonight for the Bulldogs as Flood misses that one. Second free throw is nothing but net. 68-58, a 10-point ball game. Scholl picks it up on the roll. Crosses midcourt. Fires up a three. Rolls around. No good. Rebound pulled down by Allison Harris. And that is going to do it. 68-58. The Bearcats lose both games of the Winstead Reeves Classic to William Jewell and now to Minnesota Duluth. 68-58. We'll take a quick timeout here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
58 points is all the Bearcats could muster tonight, and once again they fall just short of Minnesota Duluth, who put up 68, so 68-58 is your final score. As we get ready to run through some final stats, as well as talk to head coach Michael Smith and his final thoughts of the Winstead-Reese Classic, we'll take another quick break here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the Outdoor Riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarylandMoRealEstate.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
Underwritten by Championship Motors.
58-58 is your final once again here in Game 2, our final game of Winstead-Reese Classic, as the Bearcats drop both of them. First one to William Jewell, second one to Minnesota Duluth. We'll run through your final stats for Northwest Missouri State. 19 points for Ariel Easton. She was a leader in scoring as had three Bearcats in double-digit points. Samantha Hurst with 12. Tanya Meyer with 10. Taylor Scholl with 7. Elizabeth Finn with 4. Shelby Mustaine with 2. Alexandria Blurock with 2. And Maggie Marnin with 2 as well. Makes up the 58 points. 31 total rebounds for the Bearcats. 24 defensively and 7 offensively. That was the killer number. We'll talk to head coach Michael Smith coming up here in the Bearcat Radio Network postgame show, underwritten by Championship Motors. But it was 19 offensive rebounds for Minnesota Duluth. That's the number that really seems to stick out and be the killer for me. Here looking at the stats in front of me, free throw-wise, 21 for 26 is the way that Minnesota Duluth went. And 13 of 14 for the Bearcats. The Bearcats did shoot all around better. 42% from the floor compared to the 35% of Minnesota Duluth, 14% from the three-point line, 93% from the charity stripe to the 80% of the free throw line for Minnesota Duluth. Points in the paint, Minnesota Duluth ended up getting 34 compared to the Bearcats 32, 18 points off of turnovers for the Bearcats, 13 for Minnesota Duluth. Second chance opportunities. That was a killer last night and killed them again tonight. 16 points for Minnesota Duluth, while there were 9 for Northwest. 4 points each for fast break points and 10 points off the bench for Northwest Missouri State. And pretty much the starters did it all for Minnesota Duluth as they had 4 points coming off the bench. Point-wise for Minnesota Duluth, leave it all for Taylor Meyer. She scored 34. Next closest was Daniel Flood with 19. And then after that was just three more people. Jessica Newman had 7, Allison Harris with 4, and Anna Monkey with 4 as well. Rebounding-wise, really spread out. Danielle Flood with 8 rebounds, Taylor Meyer with 5, Allison Harris with 3, Alyssa Kirkhoff with 4, Jessica Newman with 5, Kenzie Kane with 2, and Anna Monkey with 5 as well. And once again, the free throws just 21 of 26 for Minnesota Duluth compared to the 13 of 14 for Northwest. And the struggles continue. It seems like Northwest was just close enough but could not find a way to get over the hump, and they had late struggles again. So we'll take another quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Extra Effort Award here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Underwritten by Championship Motors. And welcome back into Bearcat Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Joining us now is Head Coach Michael Smith. And Coach, another tough one dropped out. Give me your thoughts on tonight's game.
Oh, yeah, it was extremely tough. I felt like we were kind of playing on eggshells most of the game. And that's what I told our kids. You know, I think they're more worried. They're scared of, playing not to lose. Is what we were doing. Now, to be honest with you, we're playing not to lose, and it's real unfortunate. You know, anytime we're struggling offensively, which we knew what they were going to do, we watched it this morning. We walked through it this morning and shoot around, and then people, you know, and everybody's like, "Well, yeah, it's just one day." Well, when you're playing a tournament, you got to be able to respond. You know, the next day, and you know, we didn't do a very good job of that. And you know, you look down at the category again as far as giving up so many offensive rebounds, and you know, I don't know. I'm kind of lost right now myself as far as you know, where we need to be. It's a shame that we are where we are, because we are a very talented team. I've said that from day one. I told these kids I love them. I love to watch them team. They came in from day one from the summer, and I said, we're gonna do some things this year, and I still truly believe that. But there's no doubt about it that we've got some work to do, and so we've got to get back to work on Monday.
You do have some positives to take away, shooting 42% from the floor, 92% from the free throw line. That's something as a coach you got to look down and kind of be proud of.
Yeah. I mean, we made strides in some areas. You're exactly right. Against a quality Division II opponent, Duluth, and. But again, you know, it's just some of the things as far as, the offensive rebounds and putting them on the free throw line so much. There's no excuse for us just not getting down, moving our feet on defense. And you have to take a little pride in that. And we had some kids not have so much, very much pride in their defense tonight. So, again, it's early in the season. I told our kids, I go, it's unfortunate. It's not that we lost, it's how we lost. That's the thing I'm most disappointed in. So,
was it, you kind of mentioned that they played to not win, they just tried not to lose, basically. Is that something, the attitude kind of changed in the second half? Because in the first half, I mean, it really seemed to be going your way. You guys were just so close to breaking out, but then, you know, giving up the points in the paint, is that something you credit to trying not to lose? And really the second half, I guess, what fell apart in the second half?
Well, it also hurt because we got in foul trouble in the first half. And we had a lot of kids that we count on getting in foul trouble, and they had to sit. Because my rule, they know, is they get 2 fouls in the first half, they sit. I may have to change that rule before it's all said and done, because it seems like usually they don't foul at all in the second half. But that's just kind of how I've always done things. And more importantly, just to try to teach them a little bit of accountability, you know. And so I think that's what kind of happened in the end of the first half to do that. The nice thing about that is we got some kids off the bench that got some big minutes. And, I told our kids, I said, I don't like to lose, but, you know, we're just trying to prepare for conference play. It's not how we start, it's how we finish. I told them, I said, you know, Noah didn't build the ark in one day. It's not going to happen overnight. So, as I mentioned, there's some things, there's some areas that, as coaches, we need to sit down and look at, and we need to hold our players more accountable in some areas, and I promise that I'm going to do that, and because I really believe that this team is a team that can have a really, really good season when it's all said and done.
Say it's all about coming together, and you're starting to see, I mean, you're starting five, and you can see, once again, the Ariel Easton putting in 35 minutes tonight, 19 points. She came out, played her heart out, and Taylor Scholl, I want to talk a little bit about her. Stats-wise, it's not the best night of her career, stat-wise, on the stat book, but it seemed like when she was in there, you know, things came a little bit together a little more than usual, I guess.
Well, you know, Taylor's had some good moments, and she's had some moments where she's still trying to figure me out. She's still trying to figure her team out as a point guard. And you got to remember, I mean, Taylor was a Division I transfer, but she didn't get as a lot of minutes, you know, last year at the Division I school. So, her playing 30, 32 a minute, this is something that she's never experienced before. And, along with that comes obviously more pressure, especially running the point. So I think in time, when she's got to be more comfortable, she's got to be more confident as a vocal leader for us. And I think once she's able to do that, she's going to do a great job of leading us. There's no doubt about that. And we need that. We need that. There's no doubt.
And last question for you tonight. I mean, obviously a short turnaround too, which is kind of good for you. You got St. Mary's coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know anything about them. We're taking tomorrow off. We need it. We need it. It's not about what they're going to do. It's all about who we are and what we're about. And so we're going to take tomorrow off, try to get recharged a little bit, come in Monday, and figure out what we need to do to get this win on Tuesday.
All right. Best of luck the rest of the season, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was Head Coach Michael Smith here, and we'll take one more break. We come back, we'll have the Extra Effort Award here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice. Vaccaro & Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at JocksNiche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville, McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Once again, the Bearcats drop a tough one to Minnesota Duluth, 68-52, or 58, correction. They once again dropped last night by 10 as well, 62-52. Bearcats fall to 1-4 on the season. Minnesota Duluth moves on to 2-2. Time for the extra effort award. And I know it should, stat-wise, you look at the stat column, you got to give it to Ariel Easton, but I got to give it to Taylor Scholl. I talked with head coach Michael Smith about her, and just when it seemed like she was in there, it seemed like things came a little bit together, a little more than normal. 7 points for her. She had 6 total rebounds, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, just 3-for-9 from the floor. Had 3 assists in her 32 minutes, the second most compared to Ariel Easton. But she does have a long ways to come. But in tonight's ball game, I think she played her heart out, and it started to come through for Scholl. And defensively, she played a lot of great plays and made some great plays. She made great plays offensively. Tried not to turn the ball over, only had 3 turnovers. Only had 2 turnovers of the 18 for the Bearcats, so she did everything she could. So we'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll have our final thoughts here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfeldt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at 1st and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Once again, the Bearcats fall 68-58 to Minnesota Duluth. The Bearcats go to 1-4 on the season, while Duluth, the Bulldogs, head on to 2-2. The Bearcats coming up have a few more games in the month of November, coming up this Tuesday against St. Mary, Kansas at 5:30 p.m., the next Saturday against Rogers State and Oklahoma here at Bearcat Arena. That is Saturday the 29th, the time still to announce. Then on December, they move into MIAA play with the third taking on Emporia State at Emporia State, Saturday the 6th at Pittsburgh State. That's a Pittsburgh State that went 2-0 here in the Winston-Reeves Classic. Then Saturday the 13th at Quincy, 1 p.m., then Wednesday the 17th, it's Missouri Valley at 6 p.m., and Saturday, December 20th, Fort Hays State makes the trip up to Bearcat Arena. Next thing you know, we're going to be midway through the Bearcat women's basketball season, and Michael Smith, he's got a lot to work on. He seems to know what he's got in store for him as they drop this one again, 68-58. Big thanks to Karen Lawrence back in the Bearcat Radio Network studios for producing this ball game. I'm Matt Brown saying so long from Bearcat Arena.